We're now joined by head coach Holly Preston over at Gilman City High School. They finished the regular season with a loss and a victory in conference play. Let's talk about that win first. Senior night, coach, victory over Winston 15-5 a week ago tonight. Sound like just all the way around a pretty good night for the girls.
Yeah, it was. We hit the ball well. We had a pretty good defense. So, yeah, it was a real good night for us.
Was it one of the better performances or maybe the best performance the girls have had all season, coach, when you kind of gauge
probably
it with others?
Hitting. We finally started hitting the ball. We didn't at first, and then we took off, and, yeah, they were hitting it really well.
We kind of talked the week prior about how you had that really nice 9-8 win over Grundy at your place.
Yes.
And then you weren't able to play Mercer because they ran out of girls for the team, so they had to disband their team early. Did you take any bit of momentum from the way you played against Grundy to Winston?
Yeah, I think they felt a lot more confidence going into that game, and yeah, I definitely think it helped.
So as far as your team goes, coach, if you can get girls on base, are you pretty quick? Are you able to steal bases, move along? Good situational hitter.
Girls, yes. That we can move around, they're really good base runners.
Generally, probably at the top of the order then.
Yeah, definitely. It is.
So, you gave up 5 runs, which is not all that bad. How do you feel like you threw the ball?
She threw the ball really well. She definitely was putting it in there and didn't let up, and she had a good pitching night.
That's Snuffer, isn't it?
Yes.
When she's going well, coach, what do you see from her?
You know, she's really good at hitting that outside corner and getting a lot of girls they don't want to go for that outside pitch, and she is really good at laying it on there.
So two nights later, on Thursday, you go to James Sports. You know, I was talking about that a little bit earlier today with Coach Willett on the Mustang side, and he said, you know, it's the third time we've played Gilman City. They played us tougher that night than they had the first two. Did you feel the same way, coach, that you played them pretty tough, you just couldn't get that key hit?
Yeah, we started off hitting more stronger there in the first couple innings, and then we kept hitting, had really good hits just right to someone. We just got into a groove we couldn't get out of, and towards the end, we, you know, fought back a little bit, but it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, and he was saying, too, that from your vantage point, or at least from his vantage point, you fielded the ball really well. He was impressed by the way that you didn't hurt yourself all that much in the field, and that kept their runs down.
Yeah, that definitely. We were a lot better, stronger defensively against them this game.
Did you feel like even though there was a loss there that the girls were really focused in and you were happy with the way that they came out and fought in that one?
Oh, yes, 100%. Our other two games were terrible with them, so that was 100% better that game. And so, I told him I'd take that game any day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's what we talk with coaches all the time about that. If you come out and you concentrate and you try your hardest, you're happy with that at the end of the night. Not happy with the 8-4 loss, but you're happy with the effort.
Right.
The other thing, too, that makes that game interesting is so often we talk about at the Class 1 level, you just have that bad inning that kind of hits you, and you give up 6-7 runs, and then you're chasing from behind it. It wasn't that sort of game. Tri-County just kind of, they kept on getting little 1- and 2-run innings.
Yeah, they get like one or two runs an inning. And we kept trying to chip back at them, and we just couldn't get something going.
Who's hitting the ball well for you right now, coach, as far as getting on base or getting them in?
My pitcher is hitting it really well, Lindsay Snuffer. And the top of the lineup's doing really well. I have another sophomore, Michelle Sutton. She's doing a real good job of hitting it, and then I got a couple freshmen right in there in my top 4.
It sounds like that from, and this is encouraging to say, that from the start of the season when we had our first conversation late August until now, the girls have improved by a lot.
Oh, yeah, they have. I expect them to be contenders next year, too.
So here's the issue, too, and it's a tough issue to have. First of all, we'll kind of talk about the weather. Yeah, I know it's going to turn not as wet, but cold for the rest of the week. And now all of these tournaments are kind of in a holding pattern right now where you just wait and see once we get the rain out what it looks like for districts. You're going up to Eagleville, and you do have an extra day to get the fields ready, but you just don't know at this point whether it's going to be at Eagleville or not on Thursday, right?
Right.
Do you know, is there a backup plan that on Thursday it could be moved to another location, or is that still too early to be able to tell?
I think stuff's being thrown around, okay. But... we have a really nice field here, actually. We have field conditioner, and we usually don't have to cancel a lot of games.
So how does it look today? Because I know that there's rain just as we're recording this. There's a lot of rain that's just west of Gilman City, and that has to come through. But how's it look right now?
We can't get on it today. Yeah. So, but I'm hoping if we don't get much rain, you know, just a little bit tonight, and maybe we can get dried off in the morning. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
As I look at it, and we've talked all season long about North Harrison is the program to beat in the HDC, and they have been for a handful of years. But with your improvement, and I'm not going to sit there and say North Harrison's come back to the pack a little bit, but their record isn't what North Harrison usually is, and I know they've lost to some pretty good teams. You can go into that semifinal with a little bit of confidence with the way that your team is playing, despite the fact that you got North Harrison on the other side, right, Coach?
Right.
Is that going to be easier said than done with your girls to kind of get through that mental North Harrison block, so to speak?
You know, that is my battle right now, getting through that, because they don't see that.
Right.
It's hard for them to see that they could, you know, give them a run for their money.
And it's you're almost telling them, don't worry about that green uniform on the other side. You know, they can be playing anything. Because they're sitting there, and as I said, they played a tougher schedule, but they're 11-9.
Right.
When you've played them so far this season, Coach, how have you done against North Harrison? What are the things that you can take out of those games into this one?
Defensively, we had a lot of struggles that game. We were not up to par defensively. So I'm hoping to see that better. I also think our pitcher let up. You know, when she starts getting hit, she has a tendency to, like, think that her pitching is bad, and that's why, and she lets up and tries to guide it in. I'm hoping to be able to break that tomorrow.
That's Thursday. And you can understand where that comes from, where if you're throwing softballs and they're getting hit, at some point you're thinking, I can't throw it there again, and I can't throw it any harder, so what do I do? At some point, you just got to have confidence in your stuff.
Right, and that's one of the things she struggles with.
So here's the matchups, and again, this is all very preliminary because of field conditions and that, but Eagleville, North Harrison is going to host Class 1 District 15. You got four teams. That would have been five, but with Mercer not having a team, it's down to four. Number 4 seed, Gilman City, North Harrison, Thursday at 5, followed by Princeton and East Harrison, Thursday at 6:30. Championship is set for Saturday at 11. That's preliminary. If it changes, we'll let you know. Coach Preston, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this week at Districts.
All right, thank you.